take a deep breath, I got them kind of combined there. It happens. But it's time to talk about relaxing and pushing it all out of the way. Get rid of the noise and get deep into the movie, into the story, and submerge yourself. Everybody needs a chance to relax. That's my advice to you. My next guest believes the same. Get a big bucket of popcorn. Get some Juju beans and some beverages of your choice and relax and go deep into the movies. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas wandering in. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I am so excellent. I can't believe it.
Good to have you here. So good, and I'm glad you're doing well. I need to see more movies. That's, again, one of my resolutions for 2020. I'm doing my best. I've seen a few, but I see a couple, actually both of your releases this week. I have an interest in, because first of all, let me just say, I like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
And I think the idea of him doing that movie, which you're going to tell me about here in a moment, is a great idea. Tell me.
Yeah, he's done with the Avengers movies and he's moved on to talking animals. He's Dr. Doolittle, man.
has a Dr. Doolittle movie ever been done before?
Several times. Yeah, even Eddie Murphy had a couple of them there, and Rex Harrison back in the 1967. And I didn't realize there was a series of books out there. It just seems like I've known about this character forever. But the story is based on one of the series of children's books, and it's a PG movie, and it's got talking animals. I mean, it just looks fantastic. They spent, Steve, rumored $175 million on this movie. So it's not a cheater in that respect, but I'm here to lower your expectations just a little bit based on reviews.
Uh-oh.
But I'm like, right? Oh, they popped at a pitiful teen number this morning.
A teen number? What do you mean?
Well, the Rotten Tomatoes score came in the teens this morning, and they really had hoped for better than that. And they've got a ton of celebrity voices doing the animal voices. They've got some live-action actors like Michael Sheen playing the villain Dr. Mudfly. And there's an interesting story, an adventure that's part of the storyline. And like I said, it's rated PG, so I'm really hoping that families will ignore the critics and just go see a kind of a fun-looking movie with Doolittle.
I think we might. Robert Downey Jr., Antonio Banderas. And John Cena, John Cena just, I don't know, he flexes his muscles and I go, good God, how does he do that? Anyhow, just getting carried away a little bit.
But he plays one of the animals, so you just get to match the voices with the critters on the screen. Oh, there's John Cena. Oh, that's Emma Thompson.
I got you.
So I'm looking forward. That's one of the other fun parts about Doolittle.
And then a big sequel this week. Sometimes they work, sometimes they, but it's a good series. It's a fun series, the Bad Boys series.
Yeah, Bad Boys for Life. Obviously, that means Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back. The first one came out in 1995, the second one in 2003. We've been waiting, but they've obviously got a formula here. You've seen cop buddy movies before, but never with these guys. And, of course, they handed them $90 million and said, go blow some stuff up, wreck some cars, some boats, have some fun. And that's what they got. Okay, it's rated R, as they all have been, for violence, language, sex, all that stuff you expect from the Bad Boys. You're going to get it in Bad Boys for Life.
Well, absolutely. And, all right, I want to tell you that I did get out to the movies. And it's a little blurry here on my page, but I'm pretty sure it's the number one movie of the land, and I would recommend it. It's not a perfect film to me, but it's a pretty damn good film, 1917.
Yeah, 10 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, and I got a chance to see it too, Steve. In World War One, what a horrible way to fight a war, but there were some heroes, and this is the story of a couple of them, and I love the way it was shot and edited in that sort of real-time ticking clock way, and really hit at the box office, $37 million. The other one is Just Mercy, which is another very powerful movie based on the true story, gut-wrenching story about death row inmates and what happened to these guys in Alabama and the man who saved them. And it's Martin Luther King weekend, Steve, so we're putting that movie on sale for just $5 on Monday. Take your older kids, get a history lesson, learn something in Just Mercy.
Just Mercy, all right, fair enough. And yes, 1917. It unusual insofar as it was not released a full wide release when it was nominated for Best Picture, I believe. But it's one of the Best Picture nominees and well worth it. Agreed?
Absolutely, yeah. They qualified for the Oscars by playing a certain number of theaters just before Christmas and then joined the list, won the Golden Globe Best Picture. Now got the inside track for the Best Picture Oscar. But a lot of competition with Joker and Ford versus Ferrari, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Most of those movies still playing at a Celebration Cinema. And, Steve, you can get all that information at thecelebrationcinema.com and or on the Celebration Cinema app. See, I just stole that line from you there.
That's perfect, though. That's where you need to be. So I hear it's going to be the weather's going to be lousy on Friday and Saturday. You might as well go enjoy a movie. And that's where I'll find you, I believe, Ron, right? Where will you be?
Absolutely, sir. I will see you at Celebration.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren out the door, everybody. There you go. See you at the movies. 1917. Like I say, not a perfect film, but when you become immersed and you understand the way the fighting was, which was trench warfare, and you had a trench on one side that was the Allies and a trench on the other side that was the Germans, and no man's land in between that's littered with bodies and barbed wire and dead animals and debris and burned out buildings, it is a sobering film. And what I found, I guess the best work that I found in 1917 as far as watching the film was the attention to detail of you know, bodies. You know, you see a part of it sticking out of mud and a dead horse and burned out, you know, bunkers and the barbed wire and the debris and the fact that the trees have no branches and they're charred. I mean, it looked like pictures I have seen, still pictures I've seen of World War I battlefields. I thought it was exceptionally well done in the way they crafted the imagery surrounding the characters. And for that reason alone, I give 1917 I give it 4 stars out of 4. Not a perfect film, but pretty damn well done. And a history lesson in itself. Trench warfare. God awful. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.